Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. This is Dr. Len Horowitz calling you and speaking to you from Northern Idaho this week. We praise you for our glorious Creator who has brought this opportunity to us for you bringing us all together, you and me. And tonight we've got a special guest, Nadia Somer from L.A., reporting on Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, which is developing beautifully. I want to give it up to our sponsors, as we do every week, and certainly give it up to our Creator for helping us move through all the challenges that are actually parting, just like our wonderful, wonderful Moses parting of the waters. That's actually the living waters are parting for all the wonderful projects that we're working on. And I want to bring Nadia on to tell us what's happening with L.A. event, L.A. venue for Concert for the Living Water in a couple minutes. Let me also give it up to our co-sponsors for the Inside Hour. Tonight, I'd like to thank BBS Radio and all the wonderful folks there at BBS, from Seth in engineering to Don back in the ownership position. We praise you guys for all the wonderful hard work that you do in bringing us on the air every Tuesday night. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for all the wonderful support we've been receiving from Healthy World Store. All of your purchases of books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment are literally continuing this ministry, are allowing us to continue to share with you the insights that we've been receiving so that we can, and that's why it's called the Inside Hour, so that we can continue to be leading the planet in the most wonderful revelations for humanity's salvation and spiritual evolution. We praise you, Heavenly Creator. We praise you for our co-sponsors. We praise you for our listeners that sustain us, and simply do that by calling a toll-free number, 888-508-4787. If you want to get books, tapes, DVDs, all the wonderful products at Healthy World Store, call 888-508-4787 or go online at www.healthyworldstore.com. That's healthyworldstore.com. And last but not least, I want to thank John and David Kreitzer from the folks that produce for us Oxy Silver. Yes, they took my suggestions. They added 528 love frequency to the most profoundly wonderful broad-spectrum antibiotic in the world. And so that's nano silver, literally covalently bonded to the water so that what goes in and does its job and leaves the body doesn't cause what's called argyra, doesn't build up in your skin, doesn't build up in your tissues, just goes in, kills the germs, the bacteria, viruses, fungus, all the things that should not be in your body, gets rid of them, detoxes you, and then ultimately then leaves you feeling far better than you were before. That's Oxy Silver. And you can go get a lot of information. Actually, right now the server's being updated and changed, so tomorrow night you'll have the opportunity to go online to oxysilver.com and get a lot of wonderful information and help us to save lives. Well, gee whiz, it's been a wonderful week. Let's give praise and glory to the Creator, because every week we do that to begin the Inside Hour. So I want to thank you, Creator, for all the blessings you've been administering. On behalf of all the folks listening, I praise you and pray that we will continue to be nurtured and directed by you so gently, so beautifully, so clearly, that all of the interesting things that we're doing in our lives, that all the people that we're meeting, that all of the community that we're forming, that all the blessings that we're manifesting. I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for opening these doors for creative self-expression in service to humanity and your divinity. Praise you for your glory. Thanks for the listeners. And I want to ask for a special blessing to everyone that is listening tonight. May you fully know all the most magnificent glory in your own hearts, that the full faith and trust that you have in your heart for the Creator and the Sustainer, may that magnify miraculously and multiplied in so many ways that it opens up this complete, clear channel of love and divine anointing so that your gifting can be expressed maximally for the great blessing of divinity and also humanity, bringing peace to earth, bringing sustainable environments and ecosystems and all the things that we need to live life in definite communion, divine, as well as environmental sustainability. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for bringing these folks with their hearts wide open to a great blessing and a great glory and a contribution that they make to you, to all sorts of people who need help, to all of the individuals and organizations that are right now in need of support, because it is a challenging time economically. It is a challenging time metaphysically, in fact, cosmically, the way that you've been moving the planets and moving the mathematics and the music that is uplifting us vibrationally. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for the nurturance and the direction that you've been moving us through, along with this whole change, transformation in the way we operate on planet Earth, making it of heaven and not simply of this Babylonian hypocrisy and the lunacy that we've come to know and unfortunately now are realizing it is not what it, not a reflection of you, not a reflection of your glory, but in fact a reflection of stupidity. And we relinquish that, we let it go, and we open ourselves up to the great glorious power within us that is your reflection in your living water. Heavenly Creator, thank you so much for this blessing, for this opportunity, and for bringing everyone into a leadership position for your peace world, peaceful world, for the peacemakers. May they be blessed fully, and may you actually operate in every listener on BBS Radio tonight more fully and completely, and let them know you far better than they have ever before, and their glorious blessing of faith and trust within our hearts that we can have to open up the kingdom of heaven manifested on earth. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. And in all the holy names, I bring you glory. Amen. And so it is. So let me, folks, let me introduce Nadia Somer to you folks, because I want to introduce my sister, who's been working feverishly, intensively, and consistently from months and months and months ago when we had nothing with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. I saw Nadia sign up pretty much first, the first person to say, I get what you're doing, Len. I get this, and I have a calling on my heart to do everything that I can to make the Concert for the Living Water a reality. Nadia signed up, and as a friend and as a sister, as a beloved, literally family member, she signed up in L.A. months and months ago and said, I'm going to take this thing and I'm going to do what you're saying can be done. That is creating everything from nothing, from simple faith that we just talked about in that prayer. And that's why I asked for this prayer, that if you only knew the salvation in faith in the Creator. You know that Jesus once said about healing, when people asked him, how do you do this? And is it you that's doing this? Jesus responded, it is by your faith and trust that you are healed. And so though we've manifested, by the grace of the Creator, Concert for the Living Water from nothing but faith. And I want to bring on my sister, Nadia Somer, who has had more faith and trust in this project from its inception than anybody else I know in the United States, actually in the world. So Nadia, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you, Len. Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. And I would like to thank you for bringing to the whole world the opportunity and this event, because I think that this event is so important for our planet, especially today in this time. The world needs healing and love, and what we are creating is amazing, and I believe and trust with my whole heart that it's going to be successful and beautiful. And thank you, everyone, for your prayers. We are feeling very, very blessed. Everyone who we are approaching and asking for help, everyone is open to it. Everybody falls in love with this project and is helping us. So we are really, really blessed here, and everything is working. It's getting beautifully done, and we are ready for June.
That's wonderful. Let me ask you something. Do you actually have a LA venue yet?
We are working on the venue. It's going to be beautiful beach in Long Beach. It's open beach, and we are very blessed to be able to do the prayer right on the ocean and having all that open space for as many people as we wish to come and participate in the prayer. We're going to have lots of vendors and speakers and musicians and Tilden area, yoga area. It's going to be hundreds of vendors. It's beautiful, beautiful location, and we are praying to have everything we wish for done. So we are still waiting for the approval.
Okay, that's what I thought. But anyway, we're praying. Then let's say a little prayer. Heavenly Creator, and everyone listening, pray with us, please. Heavenly Creator, we ask for a special opening of the gates for bringing the resources that are necessary for the people of the West Coast in California, in the Long Beach area, to literally open up their hearts and their opportunities and their venue capabilities, the resources necessary to host a concert for the Living Water in L.A. I know my sister Nadia has been working very, very feverishly to bring this project to fruition, and that I ask everybody listening tonight to lend their hearts and positive, loving intention, and in this prayer manifest this faith and this trust in the Creator, that the Creator can open doors that no man can close, and they close doors that no man can open. We ask for all the doors to be open for Nadia's support tonight and the next week when she hears from the governing officials from Long Beach with regard to the venue in L.A. So with that, again, I say, amen. So, Nadia, so tell us a little bit about the people's responses. I mean, I've been experiencing the same thing. Because this event is such a blessing and that there's nothing that's negative at all about it, that everybody is just really pleased with it. What's your experience with all the people that you've been speaking with?
It's been actually amazing. I've been at the Conscious Life Expo and talking to speakers and asking if they would participate and speak at our locations, and everybody's just open and happy to hear about this project, and we got a lot of support, including Sean David Morton and Miriam Williamson and Susan Chumsky and others, and everybody, all the light workers and conscious people, everybody's so excited to hear about this project because they know how important it is.
Yeah, that's it's what I'm experiencing too. In the last week, folks, we've had about a half a dozen additional venues coming online. The Sudan, we just got at the end of last week with Sally Atia, who told us about her friend from the Sudan. Well, they're up right now. Jota, you can see on the liveh2o.org website. That's where we're all going to be gathering online for those who won't make it to the main venues or even the smaller venues, that you'll have the opportunity to join us and participate interactively. There's the microphone in your computer that's going to connect to the temple, where the online temple is going to host at least 144,000 voices that we're going to send through cyberspace into all the venues. So at Nadia's event in Los Angeles, they're going to hear all of your voices sitting at home, and then that will then prompt them to add their voices in harmony with your voice, and then that entire signal, the combined broadcast, is going to be broadcast into the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. And, of course, the resonance from Long Beach, California, is going to join the resonance in Hawaii, is going to join the resonance from Japan. They've got two venues already in Japan, and that's one near Okinawa, the other Sado Island, I understand. Our brother Tim Harada has been organizing that. Dr. Emoto, by the way, is confirmed to be in Hawaii. We're going to give Dr. Emoto a special award. He's going to receive a wonderful blessing, as a financial blessing, a grant, and he's going to be receiving our thanks. Tonight, we're also pleased to have posted another venue in Mexico. So there are two venues now in Mexico, and there have been numerous other ones, as you can see on the website. Some website changes and advancements have occurred over this past week with the liveh2o.org website. Many other co-sponsors have come on. Some very exciting co-sponsors have joined us, and we're looking forward to having many more. So if you're out there listening and wondering what we're talking about, the concert for the Living Water, let me just give you a summary of it. On the summer solstice of this coming summer, June 19th to the 21st, 2009, in Venues International. We're going to be joining human hearts worldwide. We're going to be joining and marrying humanity's heart to the universal solvent, water, the living water, the liquid crystal superconductor that receives the blessings and the anointings most profoundly and transmits them. That's why if you're a whale off the coast of Hawaii and you want to sing to your cousins and relatives in South Africa, you can do that because the living water transmits that sound better than anything in the universe. And it does that because H2O, water, are those molecules, those little tetrahedron molecules, H2O, is like little crystal pyramids. They literally are pyramid in structure, tetrahedron structure. That's four-sided equilateral triangles, triangular crystals that transmit energy, sound, frequency better than anything universally. And so this is amazing. This is why it's called the universal solvent. Solve the pollution. Do, re, mi, fa, sol. That's the note in the original musical scale. Mi, fa, sol. Mi, miracles. Fa, family. This is the miracle family coming to solve the pollution and the problems. That's what Webster defines the salvation message, the universal solvent, the water, the global baptism medium. This is what we're doing. We're about to baptize the planet, and this is how we're going to do it. We're going to marry the positive, loving intent of faithful people, and that we're going to marry the intention to produce lasting peace on Earth, global health, as well as universal prosperity. Those are the objectives for marrying our hearts to the living water, and that we're going to be using the universal language to affect the universal solvent. We're going to be using 528 hertz frequency of sound in our music. Our musical instruments are going to be tuned to it. Our voices are going to be tuned to 528 love frequency. And that then on Sunday, the 21st, we're going to be actually praying. We're going to run the love water experiment. So day one is actually Friday, the 19th, is all about edutainment, educating ourselves about the living water and how miraculous it is, how sustaining it is, how uplifting it is. How everything it is, because it is part of the triune God. In the beginning, there was the Creator. There was the water. Even before the Holy Spirit was mentioned in Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, you had the Creator in the water. So that's part of the triune God. And now you've got the understanding that it has a resonance frequency vibration that transmits the love of the Creator through the living water. And how much of your body and mine is water? Well hydrated, it's about 80%, which now means that we've got to look at each other as brothers and sisters divine. We're gods and goddesses with little g's. And yet I know that sounds like it's blasphemy, but it's the reality based on not only the scriptural truths, but also the scientific facts. And so we begin to understand ourselves as far greater than this limited, dumbed-down, mind-control enslaved people that those military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, industrialists like to literally kill us at will, manipulate, coerce, enslave humanity. Well, that's ending now because of the divinity and the reality that we are these co-creators powerful, and we are these superhumans that have been dumbed down, and we are going to now turn on the rest of our brains that have been shut down because the music's been shut off. 528 love frequency of the heart mind, which is all about love, versus the ego mind that's all about fear. Well, we know who wins, and ultimately that's how it's going to win, how we're going to win, how we're going to open the floodgates, how we're going to open those doors that no man can close, using literally the key, the musical note, the key to the house of David. This is very scriptural. It's in the book of Revelation. Look it up. It's also in Isaiah. This is the heralding of the musical notes for the concert for the living water. And that's Revelation 14:1. If you go to the book of Revelation, read the gathering of the 144,000 that are going to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back to the glorious graces of our grand Creator. So in essence, what we're doing is we're hosting a concert to serve the great creator and serve the water in giving it the respect that's due it. And so we're going to marry our human hearts using the universal language, music, to produce the universal healer, love. That's what love is. Love is 528 hertz frequency, folks. And when you start to play that and vibe to that and tune into that clear channel broadcast from the heavenly throne, you are uplifted and sustained maximally in divinity, because that's what's running through your bloodstreams. Remember back in the book of Revelation, in the end of the Bible, when we entered then into the Messianic Age and established this new kingdom of peace on earth as it is in heaven. You see, it's the crystal clear water that once again flows through the rivers and streams, that is humanity's bloodstreams. And around our banks will be the trees whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. The leaves and the trees are mostly green. That's the 528 color. That's what's vibing. Most of the botanical world is mostly green. Why chlorophyll, the most energy-rich pigment and substance within any new cell. Ultimately, we have this vibration of 528 frequency resonance that literally uplifts that being, that new organism, maximally. So we're bringing all of this knowledge and scriptural understanding, and as literally confirmed by science and physics and mathematics, and understanding how we are the sacred geometry. We are the digital, mathematical, bio-holographic, biology and holography combined. We're the digital, bio-holographic precipitations, like the rain that gathers in these etheric clouds around a small nidus, and suddenly you have a raindrop, and suddenly it falls to earth, and it joins in the rivers and streams that flow bubbling and joyfully around all the obstacles, that we should be and shall be more like the living water that flows into the great ocean in the sea of green, the sea of 528 love, literally joined and uplifted in the unification of the living water, which we are part of. And so this is where we're going. This is how we're moving. This is the destiny that we're fulfilling, and that this is an awesome time in history to be doing this concert. So that's a little bit of an introduction to Concert for the Living Water, your digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming out of the water. And so we're going to go put our hearts back into the water with a full, faithful, loving intention to create as the Creator does through prayer. We are the manifestation of the Creator's prayer. The Creator said with loving intent, let there be light, let there be love, let there be planet Earth, let there be Adam and Eve, let there be children from all of these descendants of Adam and Eve from the kingdom of heaven. Let us re-manifest that glory on Earth right now. And that's what we're about with the Concert for the Living Water. Nadia, let me ask you something. What's going on with the musicians that you've been seeing? Give us a little update. I think you're getting a lot of people that are saying, I understand Marianne Williamson is a beautiful singer, is she not?
I am not sure. I didn't hear her sing.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, there was David, was it David?
Sean Martin?
David Martin, yes, and who else is have you seen that's already lining up? I know Scott Huckabee is planning to play in Los Angeles. Who else are we looking at? Because I know we've got a number of people that are listed on the flash panel of the LiveH2O.org website, which
yes.
is coming along.
Yes, we have Peter Sterling with his beautiful harp.
Oh, that harp, the harpist. Yeah, folks, now you may not have heard of some of these names, but, you know, you didn't hear of the people from Woodstock either before they started to play. You didn't know about Jimi Hendrix. You didn't know about Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young. You didn't know about many of the performers that played, became famous when Woodstock happened. This is the modern Woodstock, but far more spiritual than it is political. And yes, it will have a major impact on geopolitics, but it's going to do that from the foundation of spirituality. So there's wonderful people lining up. Who else, Nadia?
We have luminaries. We have we have bands. But exactly as you said, I know it's very famous, but we do have a contact to some bigger names. So we are contacting some of the really famous musicians. It's going to be a surprise at the end to see.
I think that's the case.
Participate.
Yeah, yeah, and it's your faith and trust and your vision that says that, isn't it?
Yes, and I really do believe that we are touching, you know, people's hearts in that they understand that with passion, once they hear about the project, that they're supposed to be part of this project and come and give, because this whole project is about giving and about love, and it's kind of experiment by itself to see as many people come and give their love and give everything they have, as more successful is going to be the whole project, because it's based on giving and coming and praying and giving love to the water and giving everything they have to offer for this project to happen, for this event, to participate. We don't have really a budget to pay our musicians and our speakers. And it's wonderful to see how they are accepting it, but not even expecting to be paid. So it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and I'm so honored to be working on this project and meeting all these beautiful souls. And I believe as more we're going to market and get out there, as more responses we're going to hear, and we're going to be all very pleased.
You know, I can't even keep up with all of the administration with regard to, for example, I really need to do a press release. You know who's decided to give and share just completely freely as a blessing to what we're doing? Have you ever heard of Akiana? Akiana is the child prodigy that literally channels through her art the master painters, and she's completely into serving God, bringing humanity to God is her mission through her artistic expression. And this was a seven-year-old who blew the mind of the world as the most magnificent artist and child prodigy. She's been on Oprah. And anyway, you can go see www.akianaart.com. That's A-K-I-A-N-E, akianaart.com. And you can search for it on Google. If that doesn't get you, then I think it will. But you can find out all of the incredible paintings that she has already done. She's donating a painting. She's going to start working on a painting for Live H2O that she's donating to the organization to be auctioned off during that weekend, and we'll announce at the end of the program who the blessed investor in this magnificent art is going to be, and that the charities are going to be receiving this magnificent contribution that Akiana is going to be making. So this is incredible. And Akiana and actually my daughter, Elena, who's many people who've been listening to the Inside Hour for years know of my daughter at age 9. She wrote a book called The Tlaititalum Tree. It's an acronym for the words, "The love you take is equal to the love you make." And she illustrated that book at age 9. And it's like these children are just so magnificent. You know, some people call them indigo children. They're just blessed spiritually. They're connected divinely. Whereas, you know, the smart parents don't get in the way of their children's development, and they just blossom like magnificent flowers with sweet fragrances that uplift our spirits. And that's what the art and the music of these indigo children are like today. So, you know, to have these types of people being able to work with us and contribute to us, I totally agree. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and it's just such a blessing to watch everything unfold from nothing.
Yes. And while you were talking about it, it reminds me that we will have really strong children program with an excellent lady. Her name is Carolyn, and she supports all the Indigo children and their creativity and spirituality, and she works with them. We're going to have her project is big. We're going to have a really, really good program for children and lots of fun.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I think the children must be a big part of it. I know up in Idaho here, in Sandpoint, Idaho, on Saturday, I met with my daughter who had about 8 to 10 friends over. We talked about the children getting engaged in sponsoring a venue here on Lake Ponderay in Sandpoint, Idaho. And there's been, interestingly enough, since we had that conversation over the last 48 hours, about 3 different people and businesses locally that have likewise expressed the desire to support that effort. So I know just a few miles away, actually, just about 45 minutes down the road into Montana, Libby, Montana, is already scheduled to have a venue on the beautiful river that runs through this region of Great Northwest. It's the Clark Fork River, and that there will be an event in Libby, Montana. There will be very likely now an event developing in Sandpoint, Idaho, and then, you know, all of the places. Oh, yeah, you know what else is new? They've been challenged with finding a venue in Vancouver, so some of the folks from Vancouver just decided, like Jim Law, to go down to Angel Valley in Arizona, to Sedona, Arizona, and this beautiful retreat center with a beautiful river running through it, called Angel Valley. And in the last week, we have heard that because Traga Rinpoche is so close, his actual ashram is very close by there, he's going to be leading the ceremony that we've been talking about, the prayer, on Sunday the 21st from this magnificent Energy Vortex Center in Sedona, Arizona. And this is going to be a great blessing. It's very, very likely that I will be either in Israel and even potentially in Israel in the morning of the 21st and then conducting some ceremonies in Israel at the Great Wall with Grandmother Drum, and then also going from there to the Great Pyramid of Giza. I understand Sally Atia has connected with some administrators in Egypt that are opening the doors for us to have a much closer proximity of the drumming that we will begin and will be the forerunner leading up to the 81-minute global prayer. And the 9 main venues each will host 9 minutes of the chanting. Of course, we can join worldwide. We can either join at the on our desktops on the internet, but also at the various venues we'll be able to join with the voices from the different 9 venues. And then all of that combined signal, once again, is going to be placed into the living water, whether it's the oceans or the rivers or the streams. And we're going to be using underwater speakers to do that and Tesla technologies. I understand some of the groups will be outfitted with those Tesla technologies to resonate the water with love, with humanity's voices of 528, singing and chanting to bring peace to Earth, and basically all the great things that are in store for us. So that's wonderful what's going on in L.A. and the people that are contributing. I likewise see that, Nadia. What else is on your mind? What's on your heart about this event? What would you like to talk about?
Well, I would love to ask different organizations to join us. There's so many events happening all over the planet, and everybody's just taking separate date and separate time to do that on their own. And I think that this is so important, that everybody should unite together and put our voices and our hearts together and do this prayer together. As many people, as many different organizations and religions, no matter who you are, this is about love and unity. And we should all do it at the same time, and we would welcome everyone that wants to join us to come and join us.
Now, that was excellent. You know, what that triggers for me is the email I received today from Lorraine and our brother Bob up in the Vancouver area. They've been trying challenge to find venues because most of them, the parks, have already been taken by other groups who are celebrating various things. Well, gee whiz, one of the things that we can do is exactly what you're talking about. We can reach out to the directors, organizers of those events that are already planned and say, hey, guess what? We can form an alliance. We can bring a whole other wonderful blessing to your event. And so we can basically celebrate with you what you're doing and lend our support for what you're doing, basically put banners up for your organizations on the Live H2O website, have links to your organization, because if you're engaged in humanitarian activity, that is, if you're engaged in blessing the world, and that if you are a spiritual or religious organization that is has a true faith and desire to serve the Creator and humanity optimally, then just guess what? We're in this together. And we want to join hands, we want to join hearts, and we want to basically share our resources. So if you have a park or you have a venue that is going to be a blessing for your members, why don't we bring our members to your members and join forces? So that, I think that's another option for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Plus, we were running into the same problems with looking for a venue, and it's middle of the summer, so it's really, really hard, especially looking for a waterfront location, because it's middle of the season, so all the waterfront locations are taken with, you know, different groups and weddings and everything, so it is a challenge, but I believe we will succeed in maybe running it on the national radio and just tell people to come in the worst-case scenario, just people to come to the beach and take the radio with them and just participate in the prayer, at least by, on their own if they cannot be participating on the Internet or at the locations that they can. That would be another way to participate. And
absolutely. Every person's heart has a powerful resonance and a major contribution to make. The opportunity for everybody to participate and have a major impact on transforming this planet and opening people's hearts. Folks, let me just give you a little bit more background. You see, as we do this Love Water experiment, as we actually lend our faith-filled, heartfelt, loving intent to produce these wonderful blessings into the living water, because that water mass is so huge and your body water in comparison is so small, because of what is called resonance, as the vibration of the great oceans vibrate in this way, it's going to get transmitted because the air is actually filled with water. It's well hydrated. NASA scientists proved that the entire universe is full of water. They've even found water in rocks in Mars. They've watched snow. It snows on Mars, and they have photographs of that now. So water is this universal solvent. Literally goes to the farthest shores of the universe, and it connects the farthest shores of the universe via the heart frequency resonance of divinity love in 528 to your heart. So when the living water, when the ocean starts to vibrate because of resonance, your own body water is going to start vibrating in synchronicity or in harmony with this resonance frequency. And that's love. That's 528. So we're going to uplift the world. It's a virtual global baptism that we're performing. And so let me ask you something else, Nadia, about the L.A. venue itself. You've made an application to the government of Long Beach. Is that right?
City of Long Beach.
Oh, the City of Long Beach. And so they have a beach facility. Are you requesting that that be used for Saturday as well as Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. We are requesting Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and one day on Thursday to set up and Monday to clean up. And we booked the dates and we're still in the process to hear, so we should not really advertise it, but it was such a big challenge and we finally found a beach that is open, and the city was open to our event to be there, and we were very grateful, and we believe that that's not coincidence, that had to be the real location for us for this intent.
Wow.
So we could gather there. It's beautiful, it's open, and we feel very blessed we found it.
That's terrific. That's so sweet. Tell us about the I guess the transition you made, because weren't you considering the Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Mary.
The Queen Mary that's parked or berthed in Long Beach, right?
Yes.
So what was that like, going through that process and then ending up in this alternative location?
Queen Mary was really... it was a good option, and we negotiated there, and we saw the location, and we were booking parts of the ship to be able to have our vendors there, and two or three separate rooms for different stages, and for the speakers, and our yoga center, and everything, and we booked a park that is by the Queen Mary to have the prayer, but by the time and through negotiation, we lost the park due to a dog show in the park. So we were really just looking at the ship, and the ship is very limited with what we wanted to do. So when the beach venue opened to us, we've been really excited, because all of a sudden I saw that vision of, so many people being able to come right to the open ocean and have the contact with the ocean and human chain creating along the shore, participating in the prayer. It is just beautiful. So we just went for this venue, and we hope it goes through. It gives us so much more opportunities than that we would have with Queen Mary.
Well, wonderful. Well, and how did you become aware that there was a beach venue available?
One woman that is part of our committee that we created for Live H2O, she actually lives across the beach. And so she went and researched it, and Lisa called me and she said, I have this venue and it's available and we can have it. So everybody got excited, and the next day everybody, the whole committee met there, and we went from there on.
You know, that's great. You know what, I pray that you'll be successful and effective, and that I'm going to be next week, as I mentioned to you the other day, in Laguna Beach, and I'm going to do my best to reach out to the business community in Laguna Beach to sponsor some other venue down there in support of your venue up in Long Beach. And whatever support they can give you and you can give to them, that would be just a wonderful thing. I think we're going to have some support coming from a little bit south of Long Beach. What the vision I would have is that on Sunday the 21st, that there's a mass migration to the shorefront up and down the coast of California from San Diego all the way up to San Francisco and beyond to the borders of Oregon. It would be so magnificent even to have people from border to border throughout the United States joining hands and hearts and voices singing in unity the praises and glory to the living water, the ocean of the Pacific. And what a magnificent blessing that would be then, wouldn't it?
Yes, I have the same vision. So that would be amazing. If we would have it on the national radio, I think it's possible.
You know, I think that you might want to contact, I think at the upcoming event, I think it's Quantum 2012, mm-hmm. I think George Norrie is going to be there. And George has been approached by members of our team already. He's very supportive to me. I love him dearly. He knows that. And he really respects me and invites me on coast to coast now and again. And I would ask you to bring a lot of love. Give him a hug for Dr. Len Horowitz. And from your heart, enroll him. Get him to support you with what you're doing in Long Beach and through coast to coast. If we were able to get back on coast to coast before Live H2O, guess what would happen? I guarantee you'd have your vision manifest. People hand in hand, all up and down the West Coast for the Concert for the Living Waters, Love Water Experiment, Global Baptism.
Yes. I'll definitely do everything for that. So, yes.
Yes. Yes, yes. So let me think. What else? What else? Have you heard anything from musicians who are retuning their instruments and interested in that aspect of this?
I know Pierre Stirling has a little challenge with that on the harp, and I'm not sure about other musicians. I heard from some of them, and they're trying to. They're actually composing the music and lyrics to. This event to celebrate the water and peace and unity. And there is actually Maciel, the Live H2O music talent coordinator, is actually working on talents as well. And then we have a committee for the musicians as well. We still didn't go our full power because we were really focusing on the venue, and we have many more speakers lined up than musicians. But I am so confident we're gonna have plenty music, you know, options, and we'll have to be really picky and because we will be limited. I think we're gonna be overflown with musicians contacting us and trying to perform on our venue.
I totally agree. We're gonna have far more than 24 hours of programming. When you think of a musical act, typically a performance would be a couple hours. You know, even if you cut that in half to 1 hour, each venue only has 24 hours. So there's really only 24 spots for good musicians, and that limits then the field to really not necessarily the well-knowns, but certainly the absolutely fully anointed and the gifted. And so we're going to have so many wonderful musicians and vocalists participating. Dancers and artists and artisans of all types are going to be participating, and it's really wonderful. You know, I would recommend that any musician currently that is thinking about tuning their instruments to 528 or even 417, that they get the information from www.love528.com. That's www.love528.com. And you'll be very, very pleased that there's so much information online now. There's also the tutorials. There's the video tutorials where I interview Michael Walton on Google. If you do a search on Google video for solfeggio synthesizer retuning instructions, you'll get this wonderful two-part tutorial. And there's just a lot of great things happening. So it may be a little challenging at first to learn how to just retune your instruments, but once you do, and once you get it retuned, you'll be so in joy, you will just be uplifted by the frequency and the harmony with divinity that these core creative frequencies bear and transmit. So that this is such a wonderful blessing. Let me ask you also the concept of there being exhibitors and vendors. How many of those folks do you foresee coming on? People who have, for example, food that they want to sell, or different supplies that they want to share, artists who have their artwork or jewelry to sell. Do you see a lot of folks coming on with that too?
Yes, absolutely. We have really reasonable pricing for our booth, and we hope we get as many as we can because we do not have a limit for that on this beach. So also depending on the sponsors, you know, how good we're going to do on donations, we are thinking even about reducing that because we are not charging for admission. It's going to be less donation. So everybody's going to come and enjoy the time on the beach and enjoy all the vendors and the program that we are getting ready. And we would love to give everybody the opportunity that even though it's starting, you know, as all these conscious people that would love to come and introduce some of their products, you know, scientific products and books and art and everything, we would love to give it to them for free as well so they can just join us and participate. And we are really hoping to have many, and we already do have many lined up.
That's great. You know, something else that being in L.A., close to Hollywood and the film industry, if you run across any organization, filmmakers, who have films that have a water theme or a ecological sustainability or spiritual metaphysical orientation that fits with the concept of the living water and this whole understanding of water and this power within the water, within our own bodies, to administer the spirit for healing. If you can kindly get them to submit to us the DVDs for the films, because what we're going to have on Friday night, we already know we've got three beautiful films to screen. We've got Julian Lennon's new film, we've got the film Water, and we've got the film Flow. So there's right there for Friday night on one of the video screens out of 36. Don't forget, folks, when you log on to live h2o.org, it's as though you're logging into a control room from a television station. You've seen, like, in CNN and some of the, like, Fox News, a big wall, a video screen wall, a video wall, it's called. And you see different monitors from different places around the world giving news. And, well, guess what? This is what we're going to have in celebration of the living water and the education and the edutainment and the entertainment and the music and the vocals and the films. All are going to be available through a 36-screen video wall. You'll have the opportunity to click on 36 different programs, 9 of them live, and that you won't have to, if you don't like one of the 9, you know, basically go to one of the remaining, what you've got, 27. There's still 27 screens that you can view. And so this is all related to various aspects of water, such as how we're going to use the universal solvent to solve all the problems on Earth, such as providing free energy through hydrogen fuel, which is H2O. The electron donor is the source of all electricity in the universe. What's flowing through your copper wires to bring you light at night is electrons that come from water. Ultimately, the source is H2O. And so this is the kind of concept. You're going to have technology, revolutionary technology. We're inviting speakers from around the world who are engaged in that science, research, and development in bringing alternatives, green technologies to the economy and the market, the universal or the international marketplace, and that this will be also an opportunity. For example, I will be speaking on OxySilver, on looking at how water, mineral waters, can conduct not only the love frequency, but freedom from infectious diseases by literally electrocuting the germs hydrosonically and through the electron robbing off of their own membranes. The bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, they can't grow well, and they die from robbing their electrons, in other words, electrocuting them energetically. And that's what is now available to us with the silver hydrosols, and particularly my favorite is OxySilver, because it carries the 528 hertz love frequency that gives you a constitutional remedy that puts you right back in vibration, resonance, and harmony with divinity. That's what you want. That's what we want to carry in our hearts fully all the time, so that when we meet each other as brothers and sisters, we have a heartfelt connection and communion, and that this is the real, the life in the messianic age and the world of peace on earth. This is what it shall be like. So we're now establishing that, and we're affirming that and asserting that, and essentially refocusing our lives on creating and co-creating that. And so that this is the opportunity that I see. If you have any film producers in Hollywood or anywhere that would like to lend their films and related theme of to water and the blessings and the solutions in water, then please have them contact me, because I'm going to make sure that I review them and will submit them to the other powers that be in regard to the programming, and that ultimately you'll see that contribution up on the video wall. Yeah, so what else is happening? Anything else that you'd like to share? We've just got a couple minutes left.
I know. I would love to tell to all the people that please help and participate, not just by coming to the prayer, but try to think about getting involved with this project and either organize little parties at home or get involved with groups that are already working on organizing larger events. We need volunteers. We need people to participate and help. So,
and they should get in touch with the coordinators from the venues nearest them, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Very much appreciated. We're all working. We're all volunteers in this. Prepare to roll up your sleeves. Don't just give good advice. Help administer the advice that you want to give. And that's what we really do need, and that is gratefully appreciated. You know, there's another venue that's just opening up in New York, in upstate New York, I understand. So those folks, I appreciate that. By the way, there's a group that's going to be, I understand, on the Revere Beach north of Boston. So there's that ocean, the Atlantic Ocean from Massachusetts is going to be affected. So we're really blessed, very, very big blessing, requiring a lot of volunteers, and everybody's paying it forward, because this investment is going to be multiplied. What you sow here is going to be reaping huge rewards, multiplying your contributions, coming back to you, multiplied. So with that, I think we better start to close, Nadia. I so much appreciate all the work that you've been doing. Sister, I love you. You are fabulous. I want to acknowledge again that before there was the first volunteer, there was Nadia Somer who volunteered first. And I think you deserve an award for that. And certainly my prayers and praises go out. And thank you so much for doing what you're doing.
Oh, no, thank you, Len. Thank you for everything and for what you're doing for our planet. I am really grateful to be part of that and for what you're doing. Thank you.
My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you when I get down to Southern California.
Same here. Thank you, Len.
Okay. Be blessed, sister. Thank you so much. Well, folks, that about wraps up another week of the Insight Hour. I want to, again, thank our sponsors. If you'd like to support this ministry and the service that we're rendering, you can make a donation to livehto.org. That would be wonderful. Go online, check it out at livehto. Make sure it's an O, not a zero. livehto.org. That'll bring you to the beautiful website that we've constructed to administer this magnificent opportunity, this world-changing event. Be part of it. Be a co-creator in it. Express your divinity to bless humanity maximally. Now, do it now. Do it this week. Get online. Study this website. Make a donation, a contribution, small or large. Get your people and friends and family engaged. Get the musicians aware. Help them to retune their instruments. Show them where to go. Get everybody you can out, because essentially there's no greater opportunity that I've seen come along in Earth's history than this one. So then I want to thank also Healthy World Store. There's online, www.healthyworldstore.com. Make a contribution by buying one of the wonderful health products. OxySilver.com is receiving tonight and I think tomorrow a new server. So if you go to that website, you'll notice that we have some information about that change of servers. But after that, get yourself involved in the affiliate program. Help us save some lives and be prospered for saving lives, telling the truth, giving people an alternative to the poisonous antibiotics and deadly vaccines. That's OxySilver.com. And then finally, I want to thank BBS Radio again. Become a subscriber to BBS. Get for $2 a month, you can have access to all the archives. And stay tuned now for my good friend, this another American hero who knows so much and is sharing so much of his own heart, Don Nikoloff in Evident Footprints, coming up on BBS Radio. Don't turn the station. Don't go away. Don Nikoloff's coming up right here. Thanks so much. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thank you for joining us again this week. Talk to you next week again. This next week, I'll be speaking to you from Long Beach, California. Bye for now.